Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich has had a rough week. He was glitter bombed by a gay rights activist in Minneapolis and has come under fire for comments he made about proposed changes to Medicare. But Gingrich says he still feels confident about his presidential run.
Sometimes in life, you're better off to say, okay, I blew it, now let's move on. I think to have a presidential candidate who's willing to actually, if they've made a mistake, say, okay, I made a mistake, I think it's actually pretty healthy. You can have a lot more honest conversation if you don't have to pretend that, you know, you did it right.
He spoke to and mingled with more than 200 people at Drugan's Castle Mound Country Club in Holman. This is where his wife, Whitehall native Callista, makes him stop for battered cheese curds. The room was filled with Gingrich supporters, as well as curious and undecided voters. Paul Muttinger of La Crosse says he came to the event to get a better idea of what the candidate stands for. He says he's not deterred by this week's bad press.
I think the toughest job in the world, obviously, is running for president, because whatever you say, people are going to take it, they're going to twist it, they're going to dissect it, and they're going to use it against you if they can. So I think you're going to hear different answers from him in the future.
In his speech, Gingrich talked about eliminating the capital gains tax, asserted his support of the 10th Amendment, which delegates power to states and the people, and questioned why U.S. troops were still in Afghanistan. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.